everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, for another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, right here on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, your source for cutting-edge information in natural living and progressive thought. And there's so many shows here on Progressive Radio Network that you can tune into. And one of the best things is, of course, you can listen live, but also you can join in anytime 24/7 by visiting the archives. And today we have as our guest Jed Schwartz. And we'll be talking to Jed about a program called The Health is in Your Hands, Jin Shin Jisu. Jed graduated from the University of Maryland School of Physical Therapy in 1977, specializing in pediatric rehabilitation. In high school, Jed became interested in alternative methods to heal the body and began a journey to discover modalities that he could use to help others. In 1981, he met Mary Burmeister and learned about the art of Jin Shin Jitsu. His search had ended and just begun. The awakening that the truth lay inside oneself drew Jed to this art, which brought together all of the other studies he had done. Jed became a practitioner in 1984 and discontinued his work strictly with physical therapy in order to commit to a full-time study and practice. In 1995, he was selected to be on the faculty of the Jin Shin Jitsu and is one of 25 international instructors. Jed has taught classes in North and South America, Europe, the Middle East, and New Zealand. He continues to have a full-time Jin Shin Jitsu practice in New York City and Woodstock. And to contact Jed, there's an email. You can look at our website and use the link to get right to him. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jed.
Oh, thank you so much, Ellen, for inviting me.
Now, as part of our program today, I was sent a beautiful packet, which actually surprised me, from the Jin Shin Jitsu, organization, looking at something that's a combination of a booklet and flashcards.
Yeah, it's a beautiful set that was created by the Upper West Side philosophers in New York City. That was a reprint of the German book written by Waltraud Rieger Krauss, who's part of the faculty of Jin Shin Jitsu, Inc. in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it's beautiful. Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah. It's very easy to use for anybody that wants to embark on this, I guess you would call it, self-care practice.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. It was designed so that any person, you can have any interest and have no experience at all, but just simple things that one could use for oneself or one's family to be able to, you know, promote your health. And once you begin to experience what the body's capable of, it's so easy, you know, like in the middle of the night, you don't feel good. You could hold your finger. You could hold your thumb if your stomach's upset, which the cards in the book tell you about it. And once you have your own personal experience, it really fortifies and strengthens one's belief in the power that the body has to heal itself.
Yeah, and also, it's something like, would you say, similar to an acupuncture type system where there are certain points that relate to certain things going on in the body?
Well, if someone's familiar with that, that's probably an easy access point. For me, the truth is that energy is energy. There's lots of names for it throughout history. People have called it one thing or another, but the body has its natural system, and once you understand it and have a way of helping to promote it to flow the way it's intended to, then we naturally have good health. And acupuncture is one of the many systems that are out there that works with energy, and that would be an easy connect.
In other words, if someone had already studied those points,
yeah,
they flow in.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. There's a commonality in all of these things, but with acupuncture and Jin Shin Jitsu, it's not that far apart. I think that for anybody who's looking for the difference, Jin Shin Jitsu is really based on being able to help oneself, that take care of yourself and your family. It's not that complicated. It can be complicated, but the way these card sets and the health is in your hands has been produced, that anybody could work on themselves and feel the benefit.
Well, you know, right on my website at naturalnurse.com, that's actually a saying that I have there, which is called, your health is in your hands.
Absolutely.
Very similar. And I'm talking about in an overall sense, in terms of, really, you can't depend on any doctor or medical system to get you or bring you or return you to health. Unless, of course, there's some kind of emergency, like a car accident, where they can patch you back together. But certainly when we're talking about overall health and wellness, so very much attracted to that saying, of course, and that you have it right here on this pack of great cards. Health
yeah.
is in your hands.
It's great that that you use that, because really the truth, the more that we understand ourselves, the more that we know how to avoid getting into the trouble that we often get into to some degree, you know, that with, you know, you get in a car accident, then you really need medical care. But to be able to join the two, being able to work with Western medicine, to be able to work with doctors and medication, and still be able to work with yourself and to have no conflict is a great tool for anybody. And it's wonderful that you know, your program is there to help educate people in ways that they can help themselves.
Well, that's a very good point. So in terms of this particular system that we're talking about today, the Jin Shin Jitsu, and am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah. You did a great job. You could speak Japanese now.
Well, that's a good start to the conversation, too. This is actually a Japanese healing art.
Well, the name Jin Shin Jitsu is Japanese, but the art, the more one does research, it goes, you know, it goes back in history before that. It was just rediscovered by a man by the name of Jiramurai in the turn of the century. And through his own personal journey, because he was actually dying, and he was given no hope to survive, and he just spent time alone meditating, fasting, praying, and holding these different positions that he had seen in books from India, actually. And over a 7-day period, his body went through a big transformation, and at the conclusion of that, he discovered he was well, and whatever had been going on was gone. And he then developed, or he spent the next 50 years on his own personal journey to figure out, what was this that healed me, and how can I make it available to other people? But its origin goes way back before him, and probably had many, many names through the centuries. But when he fell upon it, one could say, due to his own health issues, he wanted to think about what was it that healed him. And so the word Jin Shin Jitsu in Japanese, the word Jin refers to the awakened, compassionate human being, or the archetype of what we're meant to be, which is a healthy, happy person. And Shin represents the name of the creator in Japanese. And then jitsu is art. So it really refers to the art of the creator for all of humanity. And that's how he embraced it for himself, and that's how he shared it.
So that's what Jin means, right? And then how about the other word, Jin and jitsu?
Well, the Jin represents the human being, in our perfect state. And the word Shin represents the creator. And jitsu is the art, so it's the art of the creator for the compassionate, aware human being. And my teacher, Mary Burmeister, who was a student of Murai Sensei's when she was in Japan, she kind of used different language too. She called it a way to know oneself, and it's a self-discovery. So the combination of the two words in the way that the Jin Shin Jitsu organization utilizes is a way to know oneself through this beautiful, compassionate art of the creator.
So what is this study, and we can call it JSJ?
Yeah, that makes it easy.
Yeah, just to make it easier during the show. Is this a technique?
Well, certainly there are simple applications which one could think of as a technique, for sure. But the more deeply you go into it, you realize that there's a lot of intuitive nature. There's a part of it that's so creative that even if you were holding something that was referring to a certain other project that one could have, it could still be helpful for something else. So there's a lot of forgiveness, there's a lot of latitude within it, and that's why we think of it more as an art, whereas a technique is very, very complicated and very static, and it's right and wrong, and there's no real right and wrong within this practice of Jin Shin Jitsu. That's why we think of it more as an art that has life to it, and that we can all find our own creative element in it.
And that's why you're talking about people actually working on themselves and discovering this for themselves as they go through the technique.
You're right. And I think that I'm sure you find with many of your guests and for yourself, people sometimes naturally are doing something and then they find out that it's written about or that it's some practice, and they go, my God, I do that unconsciously, or I do that naturally when I don't feel well, because the body has this higher nature of awareness, this innate knowledge that we have within ourselves, and we hold things when we're not feeling well, and when you see the energetic connections that's maybe more scientific, why it's helpful, then you go, oh my God, you know, we really do know this inside ourselves, we just forget it because we become so dependent on others, and that's what what you first said, that your show and the way your philosophy is that the health is in your hands, that we ultimately need to know how to help ourselves, because we're not going to always be around situations where there's a doctor or there's an ambulance, or you can have ready access to a hospital.
Well, Jed, give us an example of what you're saying, like something people would just sort of naturally do and relate to. What about like holding your head if you have a headache? I mean, something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but even something, the first thing that comes to my mind, when people have a wound, they're cut or they're bleeding, we usually, put our hand on it. Within the practice of Jin Shin Jitsu and seeing how energy moves through our hands, that when you put your right hand directly over a wound and the left hand over that, it's actually acts as a compress, but it's a energetic spiral, centrifugal movement that goes inward, and it actually helps to seal and stop bleeding. And I've seen that happen many times with people who even have bleeding issues, or parents holding their right hand over the wound and the left hand while they're getting their child to the doctor. And by the time they get there, there's already a healing process that's occurred that's often stopped stop the bleeding. If you have a moment, my sister was telling me the story. Her daughter had fallen and her tooth went through her upper lip, so she got her on the phone. She said, put your right hand over your lip and your left hand over that, and I'll come and pick you up. And it took her a while to get her, and by the time she went to the dentist, which was maybe an hour after she fell, the dentist looked at it and he said, this is a day old. There's healing tissue here that's over 24 hours. And she said, no, it just happened an hour ago. So the body has so much. It's so mystical, and if we could really understand it, we could really work with this natural process that we have built into us.
Now, your original training was actually quite conventional in terms of being a specialist in physical therapy. So what led you on that path, and why did you feel you had to completely switch over to Jin Shin Jitsu later on?
Oh, that's, I don't know how interesting that is. We're all looking for something, and when I was in college, you just kind of follow, academia, and so I was into a lot of natural things, and a friend of mine said, why don't you be a physical therapist? It was that casual, and I said, well, what is physical therapy? I didn't really have much of an idea about it, and he says, it's like yoga. So I went, oh, okay, I like yoga, and it had nothing to do with it. I mean, now there's lots of things that bridged physical therapy and yoga, but back then, this is in the 70s. So I studied it, and I was really intrigued with working with children, and I got a wonderful job working at a pediatric rehab hospital, and I learned a lot, but there was something missing, and I knew that I wasn't really getting to some of the big issues that I saw, and this is just my experience, there's no reflection on physical therapy, because I worked with a lot of children with brain injuries and things like that, and so I just knew I needed to know something else, and I just kept looking and studying, and I happened to be fortunate enough that Mary Burmeister, who was the one who brought Jin Shinjutsu to the West, was teaching a class in 1981 in New York City, and I heard about it and I went, and it just kind of changed the direction of my thinking and how I could see the potential for us to help everybody, ourselves, our family, our friends, and others, and that's kind of simplistically what happened. And I think everybody who finds something, we all have our own story and our own journey, and it doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, I think you find what you're meant to find because you're not satisfied with what you've already got.
But also you took that step to move on. But also, if you look at both of the therapies that you're discussing here, physical therapy is still a hands-on practice and is still about helping people. And I'm sure everything you learn there in more of a conventional sense in terms of muscles, and, you know, it's a big thing to become a physical therapist. It's not a little online course. It's
yeah.
a major in-depth study. Really just enhances your knowledge that you can use as you move into the more energetic healing modality.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, even your background as a nurse, and you find that, you know, the academia of nursing is one thing, but it's the field is so broad and it touches so many different things, and you had the courage to do what you're doing, and here you are educating people on the radio, and it's helping them in ways that, you know, you may never even find out about, but you know, you took that plunge. I think we all have to follow what's in our heart and follow our soul, or else we suffer, you know.
Well, that's true. That is true. It is better to do what makes you happy. I do a lot of career counseling. I was going to say for younger people, but actually I've had a lot of people at other stages of their life also do take that class that I give in career counseling in terms of how to follow a career in natural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And yet make it sustainable, because we also do have to have some kind of income flow.
Absolutely.
We can't always just do what feels good. It'd be great if we could. But in terms of generating an income, there's many things you can do that are helpful to people and also give you fulfillment. But following that passion is so important, because that's what you're going to excel at as well.
Yeah, that's so well put.
So we're going to just take a little break right here, Jen, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. We're going to go to a natural medicine test here, and then we will continue our discussion with Jed Schwartz. He is a practitioner of Jin Shinjutsu, and more than a practitioner, one of the top teachers in their organization. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll talk about high blood pressure or hypertension.
Hypertension or high blood pressure is a disease of the Western world and a product of modern civilization. Cultures that continue to adhere to an indigenous lifestyle, which includes low stress levels, a non-refined whole foods diet, as well as vigorous exercise, experience virtually no episodes of essential hypertension. It is very interesting to note that when individuals from these societies emigrate to Western countries and adopt Western habits, they too fall prey to hypertension. Naturopathic treatment of hypertension has not changed essentially in the last century. The mainstay of the treatment still relies on diet, exercise, stress reduction, lifestyle modification, with secondary support from other modalities such as hypotensive phytotherapy or herbal medicine, hydrotherapy, which is the therapeutic use of water, clinical nutrition, as well as homeopathy. We'll focus on phytotherapy in this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest.
Let's talk about Taraxacum officinalis. This is an unpopular nuisance to many homeowners trying to build that perfect lawn. However, this common weed, the dandelion, is a powerful yet safe botanical medicine for the treatment of hypertension. In a Romania study in 1974, the common dandelion was found to be as potent a diuretic as a commonly used drug called Lasix. Dandelion, however, due to its rich levels of potassium, acted against potassium ion depletion, a dangerous condition known as hypokalemia, seen as a side effect of many antihypertensive drugs which promote diuresis. The leaf of the dandelion was a more effective medicine than the root, although the root is utilized by naturopathic physicians and has a powerful liver-specific medicinal quality.
Crataegus oxycantha, also known in the vernacular as hawthorn, is a common tree in the family Rosaceae, or the rose family. Extracts of the plant in the Western literature date back far beyond the Middle Ages. Even the Chinese were privy to its usage, especially as a digestive tonic. The therapeutic principles are found in extracts from the leaves, berry-like fruits, as well as the flowers. In Europe, Crataegus is well respected for its effects at lowering blood pressure, blood lipids, reducing angina attacks, and preventing and perhaps reversing atherosclerotic deposition in arterial walls. This plant has demonstrated a remarkable safety record, but because of its powerful effects, it should not be used with certain cardiac or hypotensive drugs and should be used by a qualified practitioner of alternative medicine.
Other herbs are also helpful for hypertension, such as garlic, olive, and olive oil, and ginkgo biloba.
So if the pressures of life are making your blood boil, don't forget about these herbal medicines the next time you reach into the natural medicine chest.
Welcome back once again to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. That's Gary Knowles Network, and you can always find us at prn.fm. And we do so many events here, also what we call on-ground. On-ground events are where you can come and participate with us. For instance, we have lectures at least twice a year in Chinatown in New York, where we get to visit Chinese apothecaries, learn about tongue and pulse diagnosis, look at things like acupuncture and acupressure, and spend a full day on a trip which is like going to another country. And when we speak about going to another country, that we actually take you there as well, because we go out in the field and live with shamanic bush doctors in Jamaica and other indigenous areas around the world. And that class has been going on. Dr. Zamperone and I have been offering it for over 25 years, and it is now actually an accredited class that you can get college credit by coming with us. Then we have lots of local events. For instance, if you visit naturalnurse.com under schedules, you'll see that we're giving many classes where we go outside and collect edible and medicinal local wild plants and make them into medicine. We have lots of classes being offered at Restoration Farm this year, so you can check that out as well. And we do, of course, have the career counseling we discussed earlier and a full course where you can get certified in natural therapies. And that's all available by viewing the education link under naturalnurse.com. So we'd love to see you in person, and we love getting your comments at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And we actually have found many guests by our listeners recommending people who they think were interesting or has helped them or given them some great information in terms of natural healing. So do get in touch. And today, we are happy to have as our guest, Jed Schwartz, and we're also talking about the program, Health is in Your Hands, Jin Shin Jitsu. Jed was originally a physical therapist who specialized in pediatric rehab, and then he met Mary Burmeister and learned about the art of Jin Shin Jitsu. Since then, he has become a head practitioner and one of only 25 international instructors in this technique, and he has taught classes around the world. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Thank you.
Jed, you were telling us about the energetic techniques and how this is actually health is in your hands. So since this is so much of an art in terms of something people can do themselves, what would a practitioner actually do? Do you teach them how to do it themselves, or do you do a therapy treatment on someone who comes?
Well, the work is on many levels. So if someone comes to a practitioner for a session, then you would assess the body and work on them by placing the hands on specific locations to open up the fields of energy so that it circulates. It's almost like thinking about locks in a river or a canal, so that when things get stuck due to mental, emotional, or trauma, various things that go on, these areas get stuck, congested, so that the stream of energy isn't flowing the way it's fully intended in a healthy, harmonious person. So you put your hands in these various locations, and we call them safety energy locks because they refer to like spherical locations that can get where the energy gets stuck. It's almost like when you have a road with a rotary, you know, those where many lanes go into a circular a rotary that then allows the traffic to move in a harmonious way. So when it gets congested there, everything backs up. So you apply your hands in these various locations in various sequences to open up the energy to clear the pathway so that things begin to flow. And then, so a session usually could be at 50 minutes, and then you spend time giving someone self-help that they can continue to work on their own. And the example I had given earlier, if somebody was having nausea or indigestion, by simply holding the thumb, taking the thumb in your other hand and holding it, begins to open up these channels so that energy begins to flow and begins to uncongest where the issue is, and you start to feel better, and then you begin to realize that there's many levels to it. Holding fingers is one possible way. Putting your hands in other locations is another thing. So we give people self-help book, and one of the examples would be this wonderful book by the Upper West Side philosophers, Health is in Your Hands, as a way that they can use that to reference to work on themselves if something happens. And it was interesting when I was listening to the natural medicine chest that you had during the break. It's so great. There's so many things out there. But an example, it's in the middle of the night, you don't feel well, and you know that an herb is helpful for, let's say, blood pressure, and you don't have those herbs there because, you ran out or you have to wait until the store opens in the morning. What do you do? Well, that's where Jinshin Jitsu, to me, works so nice with so many things because you can put your hands on your own body. For example, if it was something with blood pressure, you could hold your little finger in your opposite hand, and then you'd start to feel that, start to ease the pressure or ease the pain in the heart. And that's such a simple thing to do, even if you're on your way to the hospital. I mean, what are you going to do in between there, or when you're in the waiting room or the emergency room? There's just so many simple applications when you don't have another product out there.
And it's something that is great to practice because then, like you said, in an emergency situation, you would have it handy because you feel comfortable trying it. That's probably not the best time to start the practice when you're in the emergency.
Oh, God, any time you need help is the best time to practice it. In fact, we talk about emergency room. There's a hospital in New Jersey, Morristown Medical Center, and they have Jinshin Jitsu in the hospital. They have about 70 or 80 practitioners that work in the hospital, in the emergency room, in the cardiac care, so that when you're in the emergency room at that hospital waiting to see somebody, they'll have a practitioner come over and hold your finger or hold a couple areas, simple things on your body to relieve stress, to help to reduce the discomfort and pain until you see the doctors. And now this really wonderful relationship has developed. The doctors that are there are wanting people to get some Jinshin Jitsu before they see them because they've had to reduce the medication they've needed. People are feeling better by the time they see the doctor. So it's a wonderful relationship. It's the only hospital in this country that has Jinshin Jitsu in such a dominant practice as their complementary care.
That's excellent. How did that happen, that it got integrated into the emergency room care?
Well, I think what it started in cardiology because one of the cardiologists had experienced Jin-Shin Jitsu when they were in need and they saw the benefit. And slowly, you know, institutions take a long time to kind of crack and over 20
right,
years.
Right, because what about getting, let's say, insurance for the Jin-Shin Jitsu practitioners? That's
well, the hospital does this whole thing that they work out the payment so that it's really easy and they see the benefit of it. So it's an internal process. I don't really understand how Morristown is able to do it, but they get a lot of grants and they really are behind it. And more doctors, when you asked how it got into emergency room, more and more doctors see that it's helpful in other areas and then they start to want to apply it in their area. So it's not everywhere in the hospital, but it's certainly in cardiology and emergency room, and the people go out on in the floors, and they're if somebody wants it, and they're able to give that. And the nurses now, and because you're a nurse, when you start seeing your patient not ringing you as much, they're in less pain, they need their pain medication less, you start to say, well, God, this is making my life easier. And there's a lot of nurses who are already on staff at Morristown who have studied Jin-Shin Jitsu. So it's just slowly growing in exponential ways there. And it's a wonderful way that we can see how complementary medicine and traditional medicine can work really nicely together to support each other.
Right, and I like the way you're using the word traditional medicine, because you're referring to the Jin-Shin Jitsu as the traditional medicine.
Well, in this way, I think that you're so swift on that. I mean, I actually was thinking of Western medicine as traditional. Most people think of you know, Western medicine as traditional, but
yeah,
you
that's
know,
a confusion though.
Yeah,
because this is truly traditional medicine. So what I would say is that we're bringing traditional medicine back into the hospital, which works well along with conventional and modern medicine.
Yeah, that's so well put. That's really, really great.
And it is the truth, because this is the kind of therapy that needs to be honored because of its many, many years of use. Where can it be taken back to in terms of the origin? Like you said, perhaps India. Is there a lineage that can be followed?
Well, I think our lineage really goes back to Jiro Murai at the turn of the century. He was born in 1885 and passed on in 1960. And it was in the 40s that he began to teach this work to other people. And one of his students was Mary Burmeister, Mary Eno, who, in Japan, and she married Gilbert Burmeister and moved back to the United States in the 50s. And she continued her study with Jiro Murai and began to work on her family as she had children. And then it just grew. It grew naturally. People found out about her and they wanted to, they were in pain, so she, you know, did Jin-Shin Jitsu with them. They felt better. Their chiropractor or their doctor found out about it. They wanted to know what it was, and it just kind of the natural process, and she began to teach. And from the 60s onward, Jin-Shin Jitsu classes began to grow. She was invited at different places in Germany, in Europe, in the United States, and since then, you know, it's moved into a faculty of 25 people, different faculty members throughout the world, or have different locations, and we teach all over. And at the Jin-Shin Jitsu website, which is jsjinc.net, there's a whole schedule where classes are all over the world that people can learn more detailed information if they want to study more than just what we see in the self-help books, which are available through Amazon, like the book that you're referencing, Health is in Your Hands, Jin-Shin Jitsu Practice, The Art of Self-Healing. I mean, anybody can pick that up. And then you can go deeper if you want to.
And does that come with these wonderful cards? I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah, it's wonderful because it just makes it so focused on what you might want to look at, plus it's attractive. Now, they discuss a lot in terms of something that is called energy locks.
Yeah.
In the card. So what do we mean by energy locks as part of Jin-Shin Jitsu?
Well, not to get too complicated, but with the card set, you see that there's 26 safety energy locks. And we call them safety energy locks because what happens is that when we have stress or there's something goes on in our body, these areas kind of lock up and they get the energy doesn't move or it's moving slowly. So through the card set that you see, they show you where you could put your hands, and you just place one hand in one area, hold it very gently, and you begin to feel a current, you begin to feel a pulsing, and it's the opening up of the pathway, and as it begins to move and open up, people more often than not start to feel relief pretty quickly, or you might have to do a couple steps, but the card sets and the book itself help to explain for the layperson so that you can feel comfortable, and just like you had said earlier, once you experience it and you know for yourself that it works, it just adds more strength and faith for you to help yourself, you know.
Now, many of the exercises seem to be something to use if you're having a problem. What about exercises that you would practice on a daily level to maintain wellness?
Oh, great. I mean, prevention is the key to everything, isn't it? So in the Health is in Your Hands, there's also another book called The Touch of Healing for Jin Shin Jitsu. You know, they give you a very simple daily routines that you could do for yourself when you feel great, and it gives people more energy, they feel lighter, or if you have trouble going to sleep. I mean, you could use it for anything, and people begin to feel better in various aspects of your life, so it doesn't have to specifically be when you're having a specific medical project or something that's bothering you. And it's as simple as holding each finger. So there are people who do that on a daily basis as they're going to sleep at night. They'll hold each finger for a couple minutes by placing the one finger in the other hand and just holding until you start to feel this current, this beating movement, which is really a sign of energy, movement in the body. So there's lots of preventative things that people can do and utilize on a daily basis.
And they're very easy. Can we sort of try one before we go to break again here, just like with our group, something people can try if they're listening now?
Excellent. Something simple. You could take, let's use this as an example, take your left hand and put it on your right shoulder, and your right hand you could put on your sit bone or where you're sitting so that your hands, like your hand is underneath of your buttocks.
And just okay, either side?
I'm either side, you know, left or right. That's an excellent thing to use if you're starting to feel a little bit of bloating or digestive difficulty, or even if you're feeling a little difficulty breathing. I use that. I just was teaching a class in Colorado Springs, and I was at 9,000 feet, so I was holding that area just for my respiratory system to adjust to the high altitude, and you know, it was incredibly helpful to be able to do that, especially when you're teaching. You can't necessarily be doing a lot of things, so I could be sitting on my hand while I'm talking, and it was quite easy.
So would the palm be up, or would the palm be down?
Well, that's where the art is, because some people feel more comfortable with the hand up, the palm up, some people with the palm down. I prefer it with the palm up. It's really easy, and if you, you know, sometimes you go somewhere and the food doesn't agree with you, or you have a, you know, so many people are have difficulty with gluten and different foods. This is great for food allergies. So simple, and no one needs to know you're doing it, that which is even better, because, you know, especially if you're at someone's house at their table and the food doesn't agree, you don't want to embarrass them or embarrass yourself, so you just slip your hand under your butt, and your other hand could be on your shoulder, or you could put both hands under your butt, and slowly you'll bring ease and peace, and you'll have a good relationship with the person who just cooked you that meal, too.
Oh, well, those are all beneficial. Well, we're just going to go for another little break right here, and then we're going to come back and continue our discussion today with Jed Schwartz, instructor of Jin Shin Jitsu, and we're talking about the book Health is in Your Hands, which is a wonderful book to have in your hands. And we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Once again, to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I also find that during the show, people actually sort of chime in with their questions. And we did have a question from a listener. And you can call into the studio as well with your questions if you'd like. And what this listener wanted to know, Jed, bringing back on board our guest for today, and that is Jed Schwartz, and he is a specialist in terms of being both a practitioner and a teacher of Jinshin Jitsu. We're also looking at the book, Health is in Your Hands, Jinshin Jitsu, Practicing the Art of Self-Healing. So what this listener was interested in, Jed, was, do you use a lot of pressure or do you use mental imaging when you're placing these hands in various places on the body?
Well, that's a great question, Ellen. It's designed that your touch is what's comfortable for you. So some people are very light. Some people have a little firmer touch. It's not meant to be stressful, wear you out, or cause any discomfort. So a gentle touch is usually the best, especially when you're working on yourself. So you needn't apply too much pressure, but just from the person who asked the question, you could be your own researcher, you know, to hold it different ways and see what's most comfortable. Like we used the example before, you had asked what we could try. Another simple thing that people can do, because a lot of people have back pain or sciatic pain, a simple thing is you take, for example, if we use what we did before, you take your left hand on your right shoulder and then you take your right hand and put it right in the groin area or the crease of your leg as at its bend and just lay it there, just hold it very gently there, and that is really slowly begins to take the stress off the back. And for people who are having lots of pain, you could just try to see if a light touch or a little firmer touch is better for you. You could do it sitting up. You could do it lying down. You could do it standing while you're waiting for a bus. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it. And in New York is one where I am right now, holding your groin and your shoulder doesn't look too weird to people. But in somewhere else in the country, it might look a little strange. So you have to pick your area where you're going to be doing it.
Oh, well, you can do things on the subway, more or less anything you want.
Yes, you can.
It takes a lot to get any kind of stare or response from anyone. But I know your other location, and by the way, just let me give out the number. If you do want to call in with your question, you can call into the studio at 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. If you would like to ask a question about Jinshin Jitsu to our guest today, or if you have some other question, we can try that as well. Now, Jed, your other location is Woodstock.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a really beautiful area and very steeped both in history and all kinds of natural and organic practices are going on there. In fact, here at Nature's Answer, we're actually involved with a company there called Woodstock Herbs. They just started a whole herbs called Woodstock Herbs that are actually in that area.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
I've seen their products. Very nice.
Yeah. So, how would you explain the difference, perhaps, in how Jinshin Jitsu, if there is any, would work in those two locations? It's certainly different, the Woodstock energy versus the Manhattan energy.
Well, actually, I don't find any difference at all. Once you're lying down and you start working, it could be anywhere. You could be on top of a mountaintop in Nepal. You could be, you know, in the desert. The body is the body, and when we're in need of help or we're receiving a session, it creates its own environment, and people find my office here in the city as quiet as my office in Woodstock, and they go into as deep a state of sleep or rest as they would either place. And I haven't really found location to be that different in terms of you know, what happens when you're getting a session.
What about the stresses that people might be experiencing depending on their lifestyle, you know, various lifestyles?
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, probably as well as anybody, but people can be stressed out when they have nothing to do, and people can be stressed out when they have like three jobs. Stress is stress, and we deal with it differently, and everybody has a different nature to it. So I find the people who I treat or people in classes all over the world have their own particular needs, and we're treating the individual, so we look at them where they are at that moment. And you know, so many people are suffering now in the world that they're looking for things to get out of that suffering. And changing the way we think, the way we behave, the way we treat ourselves is where it begins. And Jinshin Jitsu is a way that you can work on yourself if you're depressed or you don't have enough energy or you don't know how you're going to cope. You start to hold things and you find that you can get through the day or life becomes more enjoyable because you start to have a different attitude.
Jed, we have a caller on the line. We're going to ask for Lewis. Lewis, welcome to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thanks for joining us. What is your question?
Yes, Dr. Molly Barrow and the nurse and your guest. I am 57 years old, and I had an ultrasound which showed that I had a left DVT. And I was placed on Coumadin, warfarin, and then I found out that that's rat poison. So I was listening to your show today, and I would really like to, you know, get into JSJ. I went on the website and found some areas in Princeton, which is close to Fort Dix, New Jersey. But I was just, you know, wanting to know if, you know, like someone with a DVT, are there ways that, you know, this could, you know, help alleviate that, if you're familiar with that, which I'm sure you are.
Well, thank you so much for your question, and thanks for listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So is there a way that you would share information with our listener?
Yeah, well, certainly with that kind of diagnosis, it's really important to be working with your physician and supporting that with other things. And a very simple thing that someone could do to help in that situation is just help holding the little finger. Holding the little finger is a direct connection to the heart. It helps to bring more ease to that area, to the circulation in the body, to the blood. So by no means do I ever tell people not to take medication because I'm not a doctor, so that's not my field. But it really works as a supporting process that one could utilize in what your caller was asking about.
So just hold one pinky finger with his other hand.
Right, right.
And then switch.
It sounds so simple that it's like, how can that possibly work? But I've seen people who have had angina and they didn't have their nitro. They didn't, you know, they weren't near their doctor if they were in the country. And they just held their little finger and all of a sudden they started to feel it ease. And they still would want to see their doctor to get checked out. But it's amazing that such a simple thing could be so effective. And usually when I see people, I try to keep it simple. And that's what the reference that you were talking about, health is in your hands. We don't have to be that complicated in life to help ourselves. Sometimes it's as simple as exhaling or holding a finger or putting your hands in several different locations and just staying with it for a period of time, especially if you're going to have to be sitting somewhere anyway, and you begin to feel the changes of it. And there's been some research, and people begin to find that, your blood chemistry changes. There's lots of other things that begin to occur to help the support. And the more that research is being done, there's research that's being done at Markey Hospital in Kentucky that's been put out. I think there's a YouTube on that. And Morristown Hospital is also a big place that they're starting to do things. And I think as more research substantiates this, it becomes more comforting for doctors to be able to give it to their patients in addition to other Western medical treatment.
Now, I'm looking in the book, and of course, listeners, this is a book you may really want to get for your natural medicine chest. It's called Health is in Your Hands. And in the book, they do show, and it's very clear and easy to find. It says, the little finger is associated with the attitude of pretense, trying to. It is correlated with the heart, as well as the small intestine energy. And they actually give a very easy visual that anyone can follow of someone holding that little finger on each hand. Now, I know in acupressure, there is also a point associated with the heart, and it is on that same finger, but you do go rather deep to access it, and you actually feel a spot with discomfort and a block if that's an area that you need to work. So it's a little bit of a different technique.
Yeah, and you know, everything has its own little way of it. But let's say you didn't have any strength and you couldn't go deep. So what would that mean? It wouldn't work? No, I think that there's more forgiveness that the body has. And the technique that you're referencing with traditional Oriental medicine, I mean, that's been around for a very long time. But the more that you realize that there's other ways to do things, you know, so you have a needle. You don't have a needle. You use your hands, but you don't have to use your hands as a needle. And there are a number of people who do Jinshin Jitsu, and sometimes they reference themselves as acupuncture without needles. So there's so many different ways to do anything, and it's no one's excluded. You know, no one's excluded.
Yes, you make it very simple. Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest tonight. We have to actually start to wind down.
The author's name to the book?
The author's name on the book is Upper West Side Philosophers.
Okay.
That would be the easiest way, I think. But
Absolutely. Also,
that would be easier. The author herself, Waldron Rieger Krauss, is
right.
A long thing to spell on air. But if you go to our radio show site at prn.fm, look on the archives. Probably by tomorrow this show will be posted. And we always have a link so that you could find more, as well as often a picture or a photo of the book itself. Very easy to find right on Amazon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Health is in your hands.
And they can also go to the jsjinc.net website, which is the Jinshin Jitsu Center in Scottsdale, and they'll have this book, Health is in Your Hands, plus the other information.
Okay.
Yes, and we do have that link as well. So we do need to wind down now because the show time is over.
The name of the hospital that he mentioned, is that Morrisville, New Jersey, or Morrisville, Pennsylvania?
Morristown, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll go.
Thank you for your call.
God bless you.
And I want to thank all our listeners for listening once again to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to bring you this show. We love to be part of the Gary Null Progressive Radio Network family, and you can always find us at prn.fm. And you can send in your questions and comments to naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Until next time, hoping that you stay healthy, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and be well.